Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give 'em hell, Miss Noel.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from bsideblog.com and the Banta Blenda podcast. And joining me on this magnificent Thursday is the one, the only, the incomparable Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and the Rose Prick Spatula podcast. What is up, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Ben.
How are you? How's it going?
Doing so great. I had a nightmare that you were mean to me.
No.
Isn't that a weird nightmare? But you weren't even really mean. I just woke up. I was like, why is he mean? Because you know how I'm really paranoid about stuff. I said, hey, do you want to come meet out? And you're like, no, I'm really busy. And then you were at the same place I was. And I was like, that is so rude. That was my whole dream.
Oh my God, I love that. That's such an obnoxious move on my part. That's like my dream to do that to someone.
You better not to me. I woke up really bothered. And then the rest of my dream is that I left my cell phone at the bar and I couldn't find it. And I spent, I swear to you, the whole night looking around the bar. That's what I dream about. I either get lost or I can't find something. And yeah. I spend the whole night looking for something. I mean, it's so on the nose, but there you go. I'm still having those dreams. So any therapists, feel free to write us.
I had a dream that I... This is such a stupid dream. I had a dream that I took a flight to China, but for some reason, we had to land in the Philippines.
Oh my God, I hope you're not psychic because Malls is flying to Japan today. And I hope she doesn't have to land somewhere crazy. I mean, I know China and Japan are different places, you guys, but still. I order from them from the same section on E24, so whatever.
You guys, we're clearly fraught with emotions pertaining to losing cell phones and losing our way to the East. But believe it or not, there are more important things about what's happening in our Jungian, you know, universes. So a few things at the top of the show here. Hi, hello, welcome to the podcast. We are doing a live show this Sunday at the Improv of Irvine, California, also known as the Irvine Improv. It's over at the Irvine Spectrum. There's a Dave and Buster's there, guys, so it's like a little bit of everything for everyone. Taco Bell's coming, okay? In honor of all things Taco Bell on Bravo lately, Taco Bell is going to be there with a taco truck, free tacos, as long as supplies last. They're going to be doing some giveaways. We all love some Taco Bell swag, right? And of course, we'll be there, and we're going to be talking about the Real Housewives of Orange County classic episode from season 4, The Naked Wasted Dinner Party. So we are going to have a spectacular time, and I think it's really important for people to come to this, because if you don't come, you're just going to be seeing photos on social media of Coachella, and no one wants to see that. So counter the Coachella madness by coming to Crapchella. All right, everyone, it's Crapchella on Sunday.
Crapchella.
And Beyonce's coming. She's coming in from the desert, so there's that.
Also, my new thing to be harping on about is my cousin Jenna. I want to call him Cousin Reed because he's married to Jenna, but that makes us sound like inbred. So I'm just going to say Cousin Reed, okay?
Yeah.
Jenna's husband Reed is on The Voice, and he is fucking killing it. He's going to get to come back out here and do the live shows soon. So I'm so excited for him. He's number 2 in rock today, which is amazing on iTunes. Isn't that fucking crazy?
Does he have his own Pandora station yet, though? Just asking. So here's the thing.
He will, girl. So go. His name is Reed Umstadt on The Voice. Go download his stuff. It's amazing. He's got like a bluegrass rock kind of Adam Levine-ish kind of voice, just singing all sorts of crap. He was amazing. I cried when I went to see it. And, you know, that doesn't happen a lot. So
yes. The takeaway here is that there is a Crappins slash voice crossover situation here that you have to support. Reed actually was helping sell our merch at our San Francisco show. So this is like this is someone who is actively involved in the Watcher Crappins experience. So please go to The Voice or
just
watch
search
it
him on iTunes.
Just like,
it's a weird last name. It's Umstatita.
Yeah.
I don't know. So if you're German, you know, just put in R-E-I-D-U and then something should come up.
Just look up Reed, R-E-I-D, from The Voice. That's Ronnie's cousin's husband. And
my friend, I love him.
He's really, really sweet. And he actually would have been at the Houston show, but he was under the weather. So, but hopefully he'll be back at a new show sometime soon. And by the way, we have plenty of shows. If you can't come to Irvine, we have plenty. So go to watchercrappins.com to get tickets for that. Here's the other thing I want to mention, because people are tweeting at us a lot about this. And I think that people are not always aware because people tune into different episodes. We are covering Real Housewives of Potomac. But because the Bravo schedule has been so intense lately, it's been relegated temporarily to the bonus episode because we just don't have time on our main episodes to talk about Potomac. But we are totally in support of the new season. I think it's hilarious. We are covering it. And furthermore, for those people who are like, whatever happened to your Summer House coverage, last week on the bonus episode, we covered the reunion and sort of touched on the finale. So just go to patreon.com/watchforcrappins if you want to get that coverage. Do not fear. We are still addressing Potomac. It'll make its way onto the main show. And if you see people tweeting about it or being like, where's Potomac? Feel free just to tweet at them and say, hey, just go to the bonus episodes.
Yeah. Okay, so now Real Housewives of New York City.
What a show.
That's my impersonation of the theme at the beginning.
What a show. We don't deserve this show. This is,
you know what?
We
do deserve this.
This
show. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills has been a pain in our ass.
Yeah.
Real Housewives of Orange County did not have its strongest season. We do deserve this show, okay?
You're right.
We deserve the deliciousness that's coming to us now.
You know what? You're right. We do deserve it. We do deserve it. But it is so magnificent. This is just a wonderful, wonderful show. This is, everyone on the other Housewives shows, take notes. This is how it's done. This is how you do a Housewives show, because Real Housewives of New York is only two episodes in and it's already just hilarious and wonderful.
It sure is. And, you know, Carol asks us important things. This is where, you know, we watch these shows because we love privilege. You know, we like watching rich people like think stupid stuff is really important. That's the fun of it. So when Carol starts off from last week when she was going, what better goal is there than running a marathon? I don't know. But, you know, poor people can answer that in so many different ways.
Yes.
Like, you know, getting a job, paying the water bill. I mean, there's healthcare. So many more important goals.
Having your child go to college, graduating high school.
I don't know, staying alive. What better goal is there than running a marathon? I can list 30, okay? Fucking Carol.
Yeah, I would agree. So,
what up, Carol?
So the episode, Quiet Radzeville. So the episode begins with, you know, the customary shots of different apartments. And we see something, a flash of Bethany at her apartment. She's like, what the hell? What's going on? What is this? Christmas paper? She's like opening up a gift. What's Christmas paper? Like, what's going on? Oh my God. It's Dorinda. It's like, of course she doesn't call the card.
Yeah.
Like, what,
no card? I love the box. Like, oh my God. There's no card. So Dorinda. I'm so obsessed. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It can only be one person. Knock, my knock, knock. No. Oh my God. Who is that? Who's that? Someone at the door. Oh my God.
Literally kill me now. Like, my wall's up. My door's closed and my wall's up. Okay. You know what?
Every time they show Bethany this episode, it's a really long opening of Bethany just talking to herself, which is hilarious. Because I love that she talks to herself like she talks to everybody else. She's like, oh my God, what is this? Paper? Like, what is this? Is this in a bag? What is it? It's a plate. It's a plate. Only one person. Oh my God, Dorinda. Oh my God, the door's knocking. Like, she's just narrating her own life in her Woody Allen crazy way.
It's like she's just having her own Socratic dialogue. She's just going, you know, just questioning the world around her at all moments. What's, it's a present? It's a present? But no card. No, it's not filled out? Okay, it's probably Dorinda. You know what? That's what. That's okay. You know what? Like, she doesn't have to fill it out. She doesn't have to fill it out because, you know what? The gift is the filled out part, okay?
Dorinda's the card, right?
Dorinda's the card, okay? Like
card,
Hallmark? Like, you know what? I got a hall, and I got a doorman named Mark, okay? I got a Hallmark, okay?
So then we skip over to Tinsley, and she's like, Tinsley, table for three.
Oh, I have static cling.
Tinsley has decided to water her Miracle-Grow little bitch flower seed, and it bloomed today. And that's really nice, because it's very early in her second season. So it's an early spring over here on Real Housewives.
It really is. It's the Tinsley spring. In the tradition of the Arab and Czech spring, it's the Tinsley spring. It's finally her awakening, her uprising.
Yes, her bitch flower is blooming well. So Dorinda, wait, no, not Dorinda. So she's like, whoa, static cling. So Ramona meets her. Ramona, who's wearing a black dress with like a red boob. I'm not really sure. She's wearing a red square boob. I don't know who she stole that from. I'm just Janet describing Jackson. It. So in case anybody is missing something, you know what Ramona's wearing right now.
Okay? Yeah, exactly. So Ramona joins for lunch and she's like, whoa, you have static cling. Whoa. I could wrap you around a bowl of fresh fruit and put you in the refrigerator with all your cling, okay?
Cling wrap, okay? I took a wrap. I was given a wrap for the last talk show I did, okay? She's like, oh, God, Tinsley, I was out till like 2:30 in the morning. I was like, yeah, you're real crazy, Ramona. Ramona's still on her, I'm wacky and single, I'm ready to wacky mingle.
Yeah. Exactly. So we wind up cross-cutting back and forth between the Tinsley lunch and Bethany's place because Dorinda arrives at Bethany's and Dorinda has like more gifts and something from the doorman and Bethany's like, I can't even take it. Like you're making me out of order. Like what's the matter? What's going on? Like more gifts? Like I can't. Like you know what? It's clutter. It's you just give me clutter. Like you know what I want? You know what I want? I want space. I want space. I want free space. I want the clutter. Go put it in the garbage. Like I can't. Like you know what? There's too much going on in my life. Like they got Puerto Rico. Okay, I lost something from Puerto Rico. I don't want it. Is it a plane? Is it a plane I can give to Puerto Rico? No.
I love that you can't even like walk into Bethany's house without working for her. It's like, did you want that gave me this for you? I needed this dress and shoes. I was trying it on an elevator. It was really funny. She's like, I haven't seen Bethany for a long time, but we talked a lot in the summer. And I mean, Puerto Rico, when she does it, she does it. Ask Puerto Rico. They're done. Puerto Rico's so done. And then just like in passing, she's like, great job with Puerto Rico. Sorry about Cookie.
Yeah, sorry about Cookie. And Bethany's like, yeah, well, it was tough. She's a great dog. Oh, I meant like I brought you a cookie. It was broken.
So, have you ever met a cookie dog with 40,000 Twitter followers? Seriously. Like, Cookie died in the prime. She died in her prime, okay? Am I really jealous of a dog right now? I'm jealous of a dead dog right now is basically where I'm coming from.
Yeah. What's going to happen with Cookie's Instagram account? Is it still going? Is it like memories of Cookie? You know? Maybe a new dog will take it. Maybe it'll be for Biggie and Smalls. They'll
like,
take over.
Wait a second. People who didn't know are going to be like, wait a second. Why is a dog telling me to drink Skinny Girl?
So
it ain't over till it's over. All right, Cookie?
All right, Cookie. All right. You still live on. Your heart lives on. Your heart beats on. Okay, mm-hmm. Celine Dion. I'm going to name my next dog Celine. And I'm going to be like,
yeah, far, wherever you are. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, far. It's all coming back to me, huh? It's all coming back to me now. Yeah. I just imagine Bethany in that Celine Dion video for It's All Coming Back to Me stomping through a mansion alone, like Beauty and the Beast style, and being like, anything behind the store? Oh, no. It's all coming back to me. All come back to me now. Baby, baby.
Wait, I forgot again.
You know what? Like, I can't. Like, honestly, like, this mansion, like, who made this mansion? Too big. You know what? I want to take it. I'm going to sell it. I'm going to refurb it. I'm going to sell it. I'm going to move to a different mansion, okay?
So Carol joins Ramona and Tinsley, and she's already eating breakfast. A lozenge. But Ramona's like, oh my God, you look like a hangover. And Carol's like,
well, I am hungover. Maybe that's why.
And Ramona's like, that's not a drinking hangover. It's a smoking hangover. I know she likes to get into roles, but your role is the marathon. Now get into that. I'm like, that makes no sense, Ramona, what you just said. Your role is the marathon. She's like, this show is Icon, okay?
we're pop Icon. Yeah, it was this random moment of motherly advice from Ramona. Like, Carol doesn't drink. It was from smoking. It's like, focus on the marathon, okay? I was like, why of all people are you now concerned about Carol's pre-marathon training regimen?
Yeah, because Ramona works out all the time and she's talking about it all the time. So now that somebody else says workout, it's like, I started that.
Yeah.
That was me.
So Carol, they sit down and Carol's like, did anyone else notice that Luann was in blackface? Is that okay? When did that become okay? Ramona's like, oh, I thought it was fine. Too sensitive. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Diana Ross is an icon. I'm like, first of all, it's always bad news when Ramona is defending your choice of blackface. Like, that's when you know it's like, you know what? I probably should not have done the blackface thing.
Yes.
Because it's like, I've got like Ramona's like encouragement on it. And also, only this show could address blackface while having casual lounge chimes in the background. Like, do, 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 do. It's like, when was it okay for blackface to come back at Halloween parties?
And then I like how Ramona is just trying to start another political fight about it. Like, this must be because she voted for Hillary, Carol. You know, she's like, oh, so you thought it was politically incorrect? Is that what you're saying? Well, maybe you should write it in an email and then delete it and pretend you never got it in the first place, Carol. Okay? How about that? So then we skip back over to Bethany. She's like, oh my god, it was so fun. I hung out with Luann until like 2 a.m. It was insane. Like, you know, it was crazy. We had street meat, and then she probably had some street meat of her own. Which she probably did have some street meat of her own, because that's so Luann to be like, oh Bethany, I'm so glad we're okay. I see you, homeless man. Okay, bye Bethany.
Oh look, it's the halal guys. Oh, halal? Like, halal, how are you? Get it? Yeah, what's the matter? What's going on?
Do you have a halal guy?
I've never flown that airline. Halal, not elal.
Habibi, am I right, girls?
Halal? Is it me you're looking for?
And Dorit's like, yeah, Nelly, she got really left down baggage. Okay, Dorinda. Sorry, guys. It's the same abbreviation in my notes. Dorinda's complete and utter alcoholism is now just fun for me, which is so mean. You know, it's always been fun, but now it's obviously a problem where 1 minute she's like hating you and screaming at you and trying to stab you with, you know, I don't know, birthday candles or whatever.
Right.
And then the next second she's like, oh, it's so good to see you. Glad we came on this walk. I was like, Jesus, listen, Dorinda.
Dorinda puts the fun in high functioning.
Yes. I don't know about, well, yeah, high functioning. Yeah, high.
Medium. They're just functioning.
Functioning. Yeah, she's walking. So back with Tinsley and the girls, Tinsley's like, I really thought that Luann would open up more about Tom. You want Luann to open up more about Tom?
I was like, since no one. And Carol's like, oh my god, no one wants to hear more about Tom. Like, and you could tell, like, no one cares. Half of them have already fucked Tom, so that's, you know, like, what else do they want? What would they want from Luann? I think they're just happy for the silence for once.
Yeah, Ramona, no kidding. No one needs to hear about Tom anymore. Okay, girls? Can you believe it?
I, for one, feel bad for Luann. And Carol's like, I don't. She called me a jealous bitch for 2 years. It's like, okay, you're really holding on to that, Carol.
Yeah. I don't care, okay? I feel bad for her. Like, she showed up and suddenly she's from Puerto Rico. And you know what happened to those people, right? So Carol's like,
I followed her breakup tour on Insta. She holds friends to higher standards than herself, and that's not fair.
And then Ramona's like, I'll tell you what's not fair. Bethany looked amazing. A little too thin, but great. You gotta love Ramona.
She's anorexic. You know, the sort of person who hasn't been eating because she has anxiety because she just spent a lot of money on a house that's on a highway that no one wants because it's not south of the highway. It's on the highway. But what do I know? I'm just like a maven of the Hamptons, okay?
She literally said, I'm like a maven of the Hamptons. Right?
That's so maven. That's my show about real estate in the Hamptons, okay?
I just wanted to talk about the property and the semantics of things. The semantics of things. She's playing basically Housewives poker, where Tinsley's like, oh, Luann should open up. I'm going to get on Luann with this storyline. And then Carol's like, I'm going to get on Luann with this storyline. And Ramona's like, I'm going to trump you all with the actual Donald Trump. Also, Bethany's anorexic. Okay, great time. Let's see who wins.
And I like that, like, now suddenly they think that Bethany is too thin, or Ramona does. I mean, she's been, like, basically walking twigs for years now. So, I also, by the way, when they showed the flashback to the fight about that Bethany's new property on the highway, and by highway, it's just like I think that's just like a road, like a two-lane road, but they call it a highway. But either way, like, when they showed that back, Bethany said that she bought a property on that, and Ramona was like, oh, on the highway or south of it? Bethany got very defensive right away. So, you know, as much as Ramona is a shitster, I don't think Bethany helps because she gets very, very guarded and defensive about Ramona, and she kind of does put Ramona in that aggressive space, which is what Ramona said. Ramona's like, oh, I was just wanting to have a conversation about the house, and then all of a sudden it becomes a debate. I wasn't trying to be a debate. And I actually think there's some truth to that, that like Ramona probably just wanted to ask some questions, and now she finds herself defending her stance that she's been forced into, you know?
Yeah, she just wanted to know about semantics of things, right? So Bethany's like, so you won't believe it. So Ramona comes up and she's like, you're gonna live on the highway? What are you, a circus? Like, what is the house gonna travel? Is it on wheels? What are you, white trash? What is it, a trailer that you're living in? What is it? And she goes, Ramona has a very rare disease called moronopathy, and she needs an imbecile osteopath. I can't even say, right? I can't even say, but I wrote it down exactly. And I'm like, she's an imbecile these made up disease.
Do you get it? Think that's funny? That was funny, right? Moronopathy? Yeah, Frederick and I worked on that one, okay? It's funny, more because she's like a moron, you know, but she's got orthopy, yeah, like cause it's like she's got an orthopy, like she's like orthopedic, you know, so it's like more an orthopy, yeah.
Cut to Ramona. Well, she put baby in a corner, okay? She's like, let's have a debate. I mean, it's like when Donald Trump dragged all of those Republicans across the stage. Am I right, Carol? Like, I'm not falling for this.
So, yeah, Tinsley's like, well, maybe sometimes, you know, when you're talking to Bethany, it's just like, in those moments, you know, when you see you've upset, just say, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Ramona's like, what is this stupid bitch saying to me right now? I don't understand these words, okay? Waiter, I would like 3 glasses of tequila, please. Thank you.
One don't small. Forget the limes.
Limes in the middle one only. Just think of it like this way. The middle one's tall, like it's in first place. And then the first one is shorter, like it's second place. And then the third one's the shortest of all, like it got a bronze, like a pedestal of tequila. But the third one only has water instead of tequila, okay?
Then cut back to Bethany. She's like, oh, well, as long as Ramona's better than everybody else. Have I mentioned that I have 19 houses now? Have I mentioned that? Okay, yeah. Okay, just as long as you know. Tell Ramona.
Well, I'm staying with her in the Hamptons, so...
She's like, oh, that's great. You know, I'm going to have my birthday in the Hamptons. You know, there's not going to be tassels in the titties. It's just going to be like a nice little, you know, maybe some tune on the table.
Yeah, know? Like something we might get cocktails from the shack in my backyard that has the words B-A-R in it, you know? Huh? You seen that? The letters B-A-R? You see it? It's really clever, huh? It's like Marshall's.
I'm fine with Sonia as long as it's not the Ramona and Sonia shtick.
Yeah.
I'm sick of that. I'm like, well, as long as you come up with 5 new things to put on t-shirts today, I'll be okay with you, Dorinda.
Yeah.
So she does as time goes on. But I was like, Dorinda, stop your complaining and come up with some new sayings, okay?
So meanwhile, Carol has marathon anxiety because it's like a few days away. And she casually mentions that Tinsley is the only person who has asked for a ticket to see her cross the finish line because everyone else has the good sense to just like wait for the highlights on TV. So Carol's like,
well, I didn't organize anything, but like, if someone wants to throw me a post-marathon party, like, that'll be okay.
And Ramona's like, whoa, that's crazy, because I've already started to plan and invited everyone but you. I'm having a Carol marathon party. It's like, look at the stupid liberal running in circles, because that's what liberals do, Carol.
As you slowly make your way around the circle and take the country down the drain with you, I can't see another reason to throw a party for you, okay? What you're doing is phenomenal. And she's like,
I want to have a safe space for you and your liberal friends. I'm going to have a party for you, okay?
It's going to be called the Safety Pin Party, okay? Everything, the party favors are going to be little guns, so you can all be triggered at the same time.
Whoa, this is crazy. When I was a little girl, I wanted to run in a race, and Geraldine Parsons Smith said, no, the only race you could run for is for president of Stupid Town, okay? So to this day, I've never run in a race, a marathon, or anything of the like. I'm sorry, but let's face it, I don't know how to run.
I got you a cake. It says, happy birthday. Liberalism is a mental disease, okay?
I'm surprised you're running in October. Why don't you wait to December when there'll be more snowflakes around, okay?
Ding! So she's like, this is crazy. Kirk is calling right now, right when I'm talking about throwing a party for you. Hi, Kirk! Hi! Hi, Kirk! Ramona's flirting. Oh,
Kirk,
my God.
From Red Bar. I'm like, first of all, I'm not even totally sure that he's straight. He's like, hey, Ramona. Oh, my God, listen to the way he talks in such a sing-songy voice. Hey, Kirk. Kirk is a wonderful gentleman. Hi. Hi.
I met him years ago when he opened up the hottest restaurant, and he catered to my daughter's party for 150 people. It was off the roof.
Like, we threw the entire party off the roof. It was crazy. Those were strange times, 1994.
So she's pretending this is for Carol, which Carol knows this is not for her. But it's funny watching Ramona talk on the phone anyway. She's like, I love you, Kirk. Kirk, I love you.
Because well, she hangs. She's like,
just twitching. Well, she's twitching in her hair and doing that like facial jerk thing. And she's like, oh, my God. Hung up on Kirk. He's so cute. I love him. And Carol's like,
did you even hang up?
And Kirk is like, I'm here. And she's like, oh, Kirk.
Oh, I love you, Kirk. Let's go on a date to AOA. It's the restaurant I almost owned, okay?
He's like, you looked fantastic the other night.
He's like, thank you, honey boy. Love you. And Carol's like, you skipped right to I love you?
You took home a chef from like a brunch party in the Hamptons and are still with him. So
more on that later. So some other day, and Dorinda and Sonia are meeting up for a walk, and they're just walking along the street, and we can just see that Sonia is very pained. She's annoyed. I'm sorry, not Sonia, Dorinda. Dorinda is annoyed at Sonia, but she's trying to be like clean slate, etc. So Sonia's saying how, oh, you know, this summer, like, I've, you know, because I had the divorce and I had the, you know, the Cabrolesque and I had the Saint-Tropez, and then I was coaching a Nigerian soccer team and then had to dispose of Pickles' body, and then Computer 3 went out on the fritz. It's like, Pickles, can you fix that? But she's already dead. And then I had Frenchie, and then I had to buy new napkins for the other guy, whatever his name is, the old guy who's not Frenchie. Oh. And all these things happened, and I thought, my therapist said, you know what, you gotta take some time for you. So I took an antidepressant, went to Costa Rica, and I had raw juice, and I was like, here's the life.
And Dorinda's like, look, you know I'm trying to start here at level one because I'm wearing the double cherry sweater from the beginning of Miss Pac-Man, okay? Here we are at level one. The ghosts are moving very slowly down the street. But God damn it, if I don't need a power pellet and Sonya still keep talking. I can't thank him with her.
Let me tell you something about this sweatshirt. You get drunk, you see two of me, you're almost a jackpot, okay?
Oh my God, Sonia. And Sonia is also dressed like she's about to go to some business meeting brunch or something. I don't know. Dorinda's like, we're just supposed to be walking. I don't get it.
So they're talking about Tinsley. They start talking about Tinsley, and Sonia's like, you know, like when I saw that slut face the other night, I realized, you know, the thing is, I realized the problem that she must have had with me is that I probably just shadowed her too much. You know, she was just looking to come out into her own, and I'm just always there, you know, being too supportive and too could of a friend, and she just wanted to fall on her face a little bit, and now she's doing it. And Dorinda's like, I think that you critiqued her too much. And she's like, no, I didn't critique her at all. I mean, what's there to critique when you're already such a mess, am I right?
I'm just so glad things are going well with her and that fat person she found. And Dorinda's like, well, they broke up, actually. She's like, oh, yes, I heard that. The Pickles ghost told me that the other night. But you just never know when she's trying to lie to you. One time she told me, walk straight down the hallway, it's flat. And it turned out to be the flight of stairs. So I'm not listening to her anymore. She still won't leave the house. She's right between the mayonnaise and the pickled jalapenos downstairs in the basement.
I mean, I just can't understand Tinsley. I don't know why she'd spend $10,000 a month when she could be staying in my haunted attic. I just don't get it. Brown ice. Doesn't everyone like it? I call it cocoa ice.
She's still hung up on anyone wanting to move out of her disgusting house. It smells like Hurricane Rita or whatever went through there.
Rita Rudner.
Yeah. So, oh, God, poor Rita. I feel like Rita Rudner smells good.
She probably does, but she probably was like, you know what I'm going to do, girls? I'm going to go to Sonia's townhouse and take a shit in the attic and wait to see how long she takes for her to find it.
And poor Dorinda's just like, oh, God, we don't have to talk about this, Sonia. And she's like, no, we do, because, you know, I never got one gift from Tinsley, ever. But then she started dating the fat, hairy guy, and suddenly I'm getting $5,000 gift certificates and parties. She didn't do that. He did. Yeah. You know, and I know that. And look, Dorinda, some women just can't take care of themselves. I'm like, excuse you.
Excuse you're
the,
you.
And then in the same scene, isn't this the same scene where she's like, yeah, I've been talking to JPM about getting rid of the house. That's JPM. Morgan,
yeah.
Okay, getting rid of the house that she, you know, fucked herself into, which is fine, but don't be telling people other women can't take care of themselves. When have you had a job? Where's your toaster, ma'am? Where's your toaster?
How about next time you reach your own hand into your own toilet bowl and pull out your own BlackBerry? How about that? And I like that she was mad that she was like, no, Tinsley, she didn't spend 1 cent while she's in my house. She didn't even buy one chocolate bar for Connor. Which I think Connor was the assistant that, like, the one time Tinsley was like, hey, Connor, can you, like, pick up a hat for me? And Sonia was like, you don't get to talk to Connor, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Do you remember when she made Connor open the front door? Get her packages? Who does that to a friend?
So Sonia basically is talking about how she thinks that Scott is clearly paying for Tinsley's hotel room $10,000 a month. And Dorinda is not happy. She is biting her tongue. You can just see she is not happy. And
thankfully, she's drunk enough that she can't feel it.
Yeah. And why did she say this? I think it's about, oh God, who is calling me? Stop it. Go away. We're talking about Real Housewives of New York, sir.
Basically, Sonia's like, well, I'm just going to zip it. I'm like, well, you're not going to zip it because you just told, like, the local tattler, the local bone teller or bone carrier or whatever. And she's like, I'm just going to zip it. And Dorinda goes, be the monkey, okay? See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. And they're both doing the hands over their eyes and their mouth and their ears. And Sonia's like, oh my God, I love Curious George. And then Dorinda's like, you know what? It's Dorinda's greatest hits. I'm just going to leave you another one here. When in doubt, don't shout it out. She's like, there, oh my God, I love all these rhymes.
So when in doubt, throw it out. Little lesson for you about shellfish.
If at first you don't succeed, just stop trying to stay in seed.
Like that.
Here's to you, here's to me. May we never disagree. If we do, fuck you, here's to me.
If you sprinkle when you tinkle, please be a sweetie and wipe the seed. You also feed John some meaty because he's really, really needy. Okay?
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the price tag on this? Well, I love home goods, but I can never find the hot price, but I have price tags on you.
I'm sending this to
work. Does anyone even work here anymore? What's going on here? It's like I come in here, it's like not even a real store anymore.
There's still blood on the floor.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Tulips can come in different colors. Dandelions are, they're yellow. Daisies are white with a yellow in the middle. Weeds are sometimes green. They could be brown. They die. There's a lot of colors, a lot of flowers.
Waste not one entire plate of food.
So stupid. So Tinsley and Lou.
You're so stupid.
Hello, this is Countess Luanda Lesseps. I'm going to kill you all, but not before this ad. Would you believe it, girls? We have an ad.
Okay, now so this great scene coming up here. Great, great scene.
She's like, hi, I'm Bo. Bo Derek. You might remember me from such films as Bo Derek in the Ocean. What are you doing? Luann comes in with these braids.
I loved them. I thought they looked awesome.
She looked like a ball of yarn to me. But I liked it, too.
I liked it. To me, if that's a ball of yarn, then sign me up for a knitting class. Yeah, Luann and Tinsley are having dinner. Lou is in braids, which I just felt like it was a very strong look for her. You know, because we were a little used to her signature haircut, which has been stolen by people such as Bethany Frankel. And perhaps an argument could be made for Lisa Rinna. So she's in braids, which looks very good. And Tinsley's like, oh my God, I was in a texting war with Scott. Oh, it's not fair.
She's like, well, you know what kind of war I like? Cupcake wars.
No, but I was...
That's the sort of war I can get behind.
I know we're great together and nothing happened. I'm just trying to be the girl he fell in love with.
It's like to just get drunk and make out with him in restaurants. Like, that's literally who he fell in love with. You didn't even have to do anything. Stop trying.
So Luann is just like a font of interesting advice. She's like, well, here's what I think I would do if I were you. I'd fly to Chicago, surprise him, and then get married and be like, would you believe it, girls? I'm getting married to Scott, the Coupon King. And then to back this up, she's like, let me tell you a story. I was living in Switzerland, and my husband was doing the rally in Morocco, so I went. He didn't know I was coming, dressed like a Moroccan princess, and that's what I did. I said, hey, culture, I'm going to appropriate you to surprise my husband. Here I am, sha-la-la-la-la.
Sha-la-la-la-ding-dong, Habibi. Oh, I went to the hotel as the princess, and oh, remember I had the full veil?
Like... Who are you talking to? She's just talking to her own image in the mirror. She's like, he never got over it. Never. He still talks about it to this very day. The element of surprise is a beautiful thing. Surprise! Like, ah! Told you. You'll never forget that.
Surprise!
And Tinsley, by the way. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Tinsley, always remember, when dealing with Scott, just remember to tell him, this is not the Plaza Hotel. This is Morocco. Surprise! I've transported you. Such a beautiful thing.
Where am I?
Surprise, I'm a genie.
So Tinsley is like, it's a new Tinsley this year. I'm going to have straight hair and be mean to people. But she's still wearing a baby doll outfit. But now it's like the little baby doll collar, right? It's all the way up to her waddle. And then a leopard top, but it's like glitter. I don't know what she's doing, but it was disturbing and wonderful, and I loved every second. And so, oh yeah, so I was gonna say, I'm about to tell you a story, but we've already done that. So
I could tell it again. Like, I was in Switzerland, and my husband was in Morocco doing a rally. He was driving cars. He was a man about the town, and I said, I'm gonna surprise him. I'm gonna dress up like a princess. So I found my favorite fabric, wrapped myself in it, and said, get on a camel. I was nearly thrown off of it into Cindy Barshop's arms. I was like, would you believe it? This camel. Is that a way to treat a countess? I don't think so.
Did I tell you about that time my husband did a rally in Paris? I dressed up like a croissant. I went to the bakery.
I was holding one of those signs that says, free croissants here, and I was spinning it around on the corner shop.
I showed up at his hotel and I yelled, croissant! He's never forgotten and he still talks about it.
Another time I decided, hey, you know what would be a great thing to do? How about croissant and blackface? So I became a pan au chocolat and I walked up to him in a little hotel in Liechtenstein and I said, excuse me, sir, did anyone order a chocolate croissant? And he said no. And I said, well, guess what? It's your wife. Surprise!
And Tinsley's like, well, that was really sweet, but Luann was married shorter than the shelf life of a chocolate croissant. So really not going to sit through a chocolate croissant story
and
here.
And Luann's like, well, Tinsley, this is just the beginning. It shouldn't be this hard. And she's like, but your beginning was, like, over before it even got to the middle part.
And she goes, well, I admit it. I wear that. I wear it like a shawl. A shawl in Morocco. The point is, I learned, all right. And I don't have chilly shoulders anymore. What about you, Tinsley? What about you?
I love, in this scene, how Luann alternates from, like, indignant to melodramatic. She's like, believe me, I know. I'm not happy about it. I'm not proud about it. But here I am, still standing. 3, 2, 1. I'm still standing. Yada Elton John. Standing in the Plaza Hotel. That might be Morocco too. Da da da. Countess and friends.
I'm still, well, now I'm sitting down. But, you know, even stars
Tinsley,
need
use
breaks.
Your imagination. I'm sitting down, but you get it. I'm standing.
Mentally, I'm still standing. Do you understand, Tinsley?
Like, Tinsley hasn't been able to say barely two words, and so she's like, look, it's still very hot. And she goes, well, I admit it, I learned. Tinsley goes, well, it's just that people around us feel like you're not opening up enough or sharing, and it's really hard to care if you don't care about it. Like, you have to care for us to care. Like, please don't make her care anymore.
Yeah,
okay?
And no one around you cares about you not opening enough. Opening up enough, unless you're referring to like the field producers who are like, can you get Luann to talk about this? Because none of the other women care. Okay. When you're like, people around us feel, no, it's you, Tinsley.
Yes, and Tinsley's like, we care, we care. Why don't you care? Why don't you care? And Luann's like, I do care. I care. And she gets so drunk, she goes and steals someone else's hotel room and beats up a cop. You know, it turns out this is all Tinsley's fault.
Yeah. So Tinsley's like, I mean, it just feels like you brought Tom into everyone's lives and now you don't want to talk about it. And Luann's like, well, guess what? Let people get their own lives.
And then Luann goes, I'm too raw to be vulnerable. I was like, I think that is goes, vulnerable.
No, she goes, I feel too raw, too vulnerable to open up to these women.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I'm too raw, too vulnerable, like a princess in the souk who can't find a man at the rally. Too raw and too vulnerable.
You gotta love Luann.
In braids.
You gotta love Luann because she's talking about a relationship that also ended. It's like, it's like, let me tell you what I did with my husband. I'm like, he divorced you.
Yeah.
So Tinsley's like, you're fun. And she goes, I am super fun. And she goes, but sometimes you do this prim and proper wall. And she goes, oh, what is it? The Countess Wall?
What are you going to go there?
About the Countess Wall?
Going there, the Countess Wall? What are you going to come to my Countess Wall and wail at her? Are we in Israel now with the Countess Wailing Wall? Is
she
that
goes,
it?
Oh, wait a minute. She says, you're a Countess again? And she goes, I always will be the always. Countess. Is always. Queen Latifah a queen?
The best. Is Queen Latifah really a queen? I ask you that, Tinsley. She's like, I actually don't know the answer to that question.
And I've had time to prep because you said it on the reunion. Watch What Happens Live. 5 times on Instagram. Well, that's a good line.
All right.
One thing you learn in the industry, you know, the showbiz industry. One thing I learned on the Chitlin circuit is that you, you don't always have to make new lines. You make old lines new again. Hey, Queen Latifah?
Let me ask you this. Was Prince really a prince? I think not. 3, 2, 1. I want to be your lover.
Purple rain. Purple rain. Am I right, girls?
Because tonight we're going to party like it's 1999 when I was in Morocco visiting my husband at the... At the rally.
I'm still a croissant. Crispy in all the right places.
Going back to Elton John. Keep up, Tinsley.
I just like that that's
I
always
would
the song.
Die for you. Little red Corvette driving in a Moroccan rally.
So she still can't believe that she had to invoke Queen Latifah again. So she's like, look. She's not coming from a place of fun. She's coming from a place of mean. And Tinsley's like,
look, I mean, you know, I know that you and Carol got in a fight.
She's like, what are you talking about? I didn't get in a fight with Carol. And then they cut to her with her. It was just a discussion. And then they cut back to the discussion at the party when they were fighting about, you know, Luann was so hurt because Carol never even texted her when she heard the news. And she's like,
you've never done anything for me and Adam. You knew that was in trouble.
And she's like, oh, please. You slept with my daughter. You slept with my niece's boyfriend,
she
Carol.
Goes, don't judge me. You had an affair with my niece's boyfriend. We should also mention that when asked about Carol's going to Carol's marathon, Luann's like, well, I wasn't invited, but you know what? I don't do well at marathons. I'm more of a Moroccan rally girl, if you know what I'm saying.
And she's like, look, but let's be serious. Her relationship with Adam, that was way more serious than your marriage. And she's, oh, he was a boy. He was a toy boy. Come on. He was like Pinocchio in her mind.
He was a toy. I pulled that string so many times and he would never speak. It's a pretty good toy.
My buddy. Wherever he goes.
Sorry.
Wherever he goes, Carol will show up to steal him. My body.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world wrapped in plastic. It's fantastic. Come on, Barbie, let's go party. Hashtag Countess.
He was a toy boy. Come on.
And she's like, oh, whatever. You were married like a second.
She goes, yes, but I was married.
She goes, well, look. Carol actually really likes you. It's just that she likes you when you're authentic.
Oh, give me a break. 3, 2, 1. Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that. Carol writes it well.
Who's Carol? So she's the judge of authenticitino now? Authentic Carol. Let's talk about positive things. Move on. And she's like, I'm just trying to make you open up. You're a dick, Lindsay. Okay? My name is Tinsley. All right, Sarah. All right.
Great. All right, Esperanza. Calm down.
Stop tilting at windmills, Espy. Come on.
I feel like, though, we have to just circle back very slightly. When Luann said, and who's Carol? The judge of authenticity. She's the judge of authentic. The fact that she sort of brought in a Catherine Dennis British accent into that moment while she drunkenly slurred the word authenticity was so amazing. I mean, like, I would say that Yolanda Foster's greatest line was, who's Adrian Maloof in this world? This might be up there with it. Who's Carol, the judge of authenticity? I need another glass of rosé. Rosé all day.
Luann had a lot of classics in this episode. Oh, who's Carol?
I mean, this one scene was just like so many instantly iconic Luann moments. Everything. And again, it was the way she would go.
Instantly iconic.
I mean, would you believe it, girls? I'm an icon. No, it was just like, again, it's like what I was saying before. She goes from telling a story of when my ex-husband, I was in Switzerland, and my ex-husband's in Morocco doing a rally race. So I dressed up like a Moroccan princess to surprise him. Like, what? What? And then it's like, I was married. Oh my goodness. Everyone needs to get a life. It's like, just everything that was coming out of her mouth. And she was in braids.
Yeah, to top it all off, she's in braids. So now, Dorinda is like a walking summer house because they just won't let her shoot anymore. It's like, how many times can you have drunk Dorinda shooting in your restaurant? Because this is her second scene on a street. They're like, Dorinda, we can't get insurance to shoot you inside anywhere. So you're just going to be on the street again. She's like, all right, I'm in it. So she's meeting Carol and she's like, I feel like I'm waiting for my lover. Which, Carol, Dorinda really has a thing for Carol this season. Because last week she was like, yeah, after the marathon, you can come get in bed and we'll talk and tell secrets. And then wake up and pretend nothing happened. Right, Carol?
And Carol was like, do I get to wear my Michael Jackson gloves?
Oh, that's my cue.
Beat it. Just beat it. Michael Jackson has a son named King or Prince and Paris. Is Paris really Paris? I don't think so. Come on, guys.
Let's not be so literal. Did I tell you about the time my husband was running a blanket rally and I showed up with a blanket on my head? Timbuktu. I'm still a blanket after all these years. Beat it. Beat it.
Diamonds and pearls. If I could give you the world. I'm back on Prince now. I mean, Michael Jackson, Prince, Diana Ross. These are icons. I'm dressing as all three of them next year.
So Dorinda and Carol are walking in a park or whatever. And Carol's like,
wow, I ran up the Hudson River.
Oh my God, please make this end quickly. This talk of running. I can't with this.
Just when people run marathons, it's like, they just can't do anything but talk about marathons. It's just the way it goes. It's just like, oh my goodness, put us, just run it. Just go and run it.
And Dorinda's like, well, you know, are you going to wear a Walkman or anything to keep you company? And she's like, Carol goes,
come on, Dorinda, the 80s are calling. They want your Walkman reference back.
I'm like, you're wearing Madonna bicycle gloves right now, Carol. Okay? You're both living in it. She's just trying to make you feel comfortable.
Did somebody say Madonna? I got the moves, baby. You got the motion. You put us together, we'll be making a commotion in the Hamptons.
Like a virgin, which Adam was when Carol stole him out of the crib. Touch for the very first time. It's called Pizzagate. Like a virgin.
A man can tell, say, 1,000 things. I know their story well. Blada, blada, Madonna singing a ballad. And I get it, because I'm basically like Madonna. That's all Sonia, improvisation.
Sonia pops out of the bushes. She's like, I hang out with Madonna and JJ.
Where's the party?
Well, they're dead now, so how dare you? Yeah. Okay, but so, anyway, so yeah, Dorinda's so, like, well, I saw Sonya today. She's nuts. You know, but we're styling over. I love that Dorinda's always making it her choice to start over when she berated and drunkenly screamed at Sonya for no reason at the party, like two nights before. She always wakes up and totally forgets. She's like, yeah, we let it style over. Because then we see a clip of that party and she's like, fuck you, Sonya, you stupid whore. Why can't we just be friends? Come on. Come on. And Carol goes,
congratulations on starting over. She told someone you're fat.
And Dorinda's like, what? Yeah.
Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, I'm fatter. What the hell?
So Carol's like, I'm so sad you're not going to be able to see me run. I'm like, okay, well, she could just watch a duck walk across the street and it'll be the same thing.
And Dorinda's like, well, I was fooled. This is ridiculous, calling me fat. I'm like, you just called her fucking crazy again, okay? Like, you just started open trash-talking her, so what's the problem?
Anyway, I brought you a CD for your disc, man. Have a good run.
I bought you something for your record, man.
You're the Crota, man.
So Dorinda's like, all right, well, see you later in the Hamptons. You staying with Bethany? Keep me abreast. Yeah. I was like, okay, with your subtle lesbianism, get out of here.
Well, and interestingly, Carol's like, yeah, I mean, I think I'm staying with Bethany. And I wonder if that was setting up for something next week where basically Bethany's like, no, you never said you're going to come with me. You never said you're going to stay here. So no, I don't have any room for you. I wonder if there's going to be something like that.
Yeah, something's up, but we don't know what it is yet.
That's fine. So then we go to Sonia's townhouse where she's working something out with Mary Lou, the housekeeper. We see a close-up of a pitcher of ice, and happy to report, it's all clear. No coffee colors there.
Import. Yeah. Also, I love that we have Mary Lou, the housekeeper. I think this is the first time in a long time we've seen someone in Sonia's house that's actually getting paid.
And, you know, there's a fine line between Mary Lou and Me Lou. She's like, well, your name sort of sounds like Me Lou, so you're hired.
Just do me a favor. When Bethany comes over, please get in her eyes. Whose eyes did Milu get in?
I think it's everyone's eyes. Everyone's eyes.
Oh, Milu flew back into everyone's
eyes. I have dead dog ash in my eyes. Are those tears? Tears of a clown.
Why is Luann peeing on that tree? I don't know. I can't explain it. Milu. It's like that time my husband was doing a dog show in Poughkeepsie and I showed up as Milu. He still hasn't forgotten it.
Ever since Sonya spread those ashes all over the Hudson River / me, I've needed a little staircase to get into bed. So Sonya's like, well, I'm throwing it's Wednesday and I'm throwing a gay party. It's gay parties on Wednesdays. No women allowed. Oh, look, here's Tom Petty. Oh, wait, it's Mark Bauer.
I'm a gay man in a woman's body. Yes, bitch, everything.
I'm like, that was Madonna's line, speaking of which.
Oh, and then did you catch this?
Vogue.
Come on, Vogue.
Greta Garbo, Carol Radziwill, two people who died a long time ago.
You're all dead to me. Vogue. Anna Wintour is coming. She's not really a gay man, but Vogue fired her, so.
Look around, everywhere you see it, baby. Someone's dressed like Moroccan princess. That's just Countess Luann.
So Sonia's like, oh my god, gay person. Last time I wore a metallic, Dorinda said I'm fat. So I was like, oh, so that's where it comes from. Because, you know, these ladies are the best at holding grudges.
Yeah.
You know, all of them. They will hold grudges. Countess Luann is still mad that Carol called her out on trying to get a free dress from Michelle Obama's designer or whatever. Like that,
yes.
You know, that's the reason that she's still mad. So
and I
Sonya,
get it. That's me.
I guess,
that's how I yeah. operate too.
Well, that's how, yeah, me too, because we've got a little housewives in us.
Yeah.
But Sonya, I mean, my God, she probably said, Dorinda, how do I look in this? And Dorinda was like, it doesn't look so flattering. She's like, oh my God, Dorinda said I'm fat. I'm going to call her fat for the rest of my life.
And of course, since Sonya has now invited over a gaggle of fawning gays, like the like quote unquote like artsy, like what's in the like Truman Capote kind of gays, they're all like, oh yeah, like that's so Dorinda to say that. She's just jealous. She's always so good for her backhanded compliment. I'm like, Dorinda, you know, Dorinda is like the nicest person on this show. She is so sweet. Even when she's drunk and yelling at you, it's because she's wounded. She does not give backhanded compliments. We've never seen that over the past 4 years.
Yeah, this is calling someone fat isn't really a backhanded compliment. It's just calling them fat. It's like straight up rude, which is how Dorinda operates.
Yeah.
She'll just, if she's going to yell at you, she yells at you. And then she's like, what was I yelling? I don't even know. Did I stab my hands?
So Sonia's like, you know, Sonia is in her element because she gets to make all sorts of body cabaret-esque jokes. And she's taking a photo and she's like, oh my God, sticking out my lips. I don't know if I should stick out my lips anymore. Well, people always say I should stop sticking out my lips. And then this older gay named Montgomery goes, which lips? I was like, oh, God. And everyone just like laughs. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, this was one of those I'm terrified what I'm becoming scenes.
This is
like, oh my God, do I hate this scene because I'm a self-hating gay? Do I hate this scene because I'm a gay-hating gay? Or do I just hate these gays? I don't know. Get me out of here.
I have a pet peeve with someone who just says something provocative and that's supposed to like take place of like wit or comedy. You know, I mean, clearly if they want to make people laugh, they just keep singing songs from the 80s and it counts as the Rad Boys. That's real wit, baby.
If you want to replace wit, just bring in karaoke like a real woman. Yeah, but that
Lips Incorporated,
like,
yeah, am I right?
That's lips. Oh, and then when he's taking her picture, he's like, yes, everything. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to reformation camp.
And Sonia's like, you know, women are so judgmental, and guys just, like, live in the moment. I'm like, you really haven't been around gay guys, have you?
No kidding. That's, of course, we're judgmental. We're way more judgmental than women. Hello?
We are the worst, okay? Listen to us. Everything you're hearing right now, this is all judgment, this entire podcast.
Yeah, we just wait until you turn your back.
But I did like when Sonia said, you know, sometimes you want to get shit-faced, and sometimes you just want to get pounded, and with these guys, it's both.
And she's like, okay, let's turn up. It's the money move. Tuck in your penises. Poor Sonia. Okay, so Bethany walking down the street talking to herself again. Like,
oh my God, I like that shoe. Oh, no, I don't. It's not so great. Oh, God. Who put that shoe there? Yeah. Have that shoe removed.
Hey, that's my shoe. I like that shoe. You know, no, I don't. You know what? This place is cluttered. You know what I don't like about it? Everything. Okay, you know, what's the matter? What's going on? Can you come fix this? Carl.
And then she's like, this isn't where I live, is it? God, is this where I live? Where's my office? Okay, here's the door.
Hello? Yeah, she goes up to her new apartment, and she's basically like, she calls what's the matter, what's going on? She's like, hey, come on to like the fire escape. Can you see me in the window? Isn't that crazy? Isn't that weird how windows work? Like, look, I'm like on the sixth floor, and you're like down the ground. Is that crazy? This is wild. What else do you have ever saw? Yeah.
They're like, wow, she can see us while we work. This job gets better by the day.
So Bethany's like, you know what? This apartment right here, this renovation is like next level. It's going to be sick. It's going to be so sick. It's like next level. You know what? I think I might even stay here for a while. I'm like, you know, Bethany, like that's fine and everything, but it's been like 4 seasons of you finding a new apartment and saying, you know what? This is really home now. This is home. You know what? I'm homeless. I'm in between renovations. Now this is home. I don't want to hear it anymore. Just move. Like, don't make a whole story out of it.
Business has shifted, okay? We're moving into a new corporate space in Soho, but I'm knee-deep in Puerto Rico.
I thought that was a funny visual.
Yeah. So Bethany walks into her new office, and she's like,
okay, my first inclination is it looks cluttery, okay? Okay. No, we don't need a roller skate. Like, why do we need a roller skate? Is this a roller rink? We're going around in circles? Like, is this? I want to go forward, okay? I want to go forward.
Yeah, a bowling pin? No, thank you. We don't need this picture of me and Obama, okay? Yeah.
How about this? You know what I say about this bowling pin? Why don't we strike it? Get it? Strike it? Okay. You guys want to have a spare room to put this in? Get it? Okay? All right.
I love the thought
of
Obama.
Stop looking at me like a turkey. Yeah.
I love the thought of Obama in his office being like, do we need this picture of me and Luann? Nope. I don't think so. And also, get rid of that roller skate.
Like, I don't get it. I don't get this office. Like, where are the corners? Like, you need a corner in here. There's no corners. Just like an oval. It's just a big circle. Just going around and around. Okay. You know what I call this? Hell. No, I hate it. Well, you want to work in an egg? You're working in an egg, basically. And you're the yolk. Okay.
She's just walking around barking orders, and then her new president, she's like, I hired a president. I hired one, okay? I couldn't get the president I wanted in the country, so I just hired my own, okay? Here, pass this law. No more crosswalks, okay? Just tell Congress, okay? It's an executive order. And he's like, are you writing this down? What's the matter? And what's the matter is like, I got it.
She's like,
these people hate Bethany's guts so much, well, and it's hilarious. Bethany is going to end up getting stoned to death by her own office workers. What's the matter and what's happening?
Well, because what's the matter? Probably had to spend 3 weeks sourcing the little poof thing on the floor, getting it from, you know, the hinterlands of Lyon or something, and it finally gets shipped. It arrives. It's like, I gotta have a poof. I gotta have a poof. I'm not going to walk in here without a poof, okay? Like, you need to have a poof in there, and I need it by tomorrow. So it finally gets the poof in from Lyon hinterlands. It's there, and she's like, you know, I don't like it. Who's gonna sit on that? Why would I want to sit on that? Give me a chair. Like, what? I want a poof. I don't want like a ball. You can play soccer with this thing.
Like, I got a president now. Now what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna build an army. Redwater.
Like, Bethany with her own mercenary army is a terrifying thought. Okay, she's like Eric Prince with Blackwater. Just her own army, just running around spraying people with terrible booze.
Well, I don't know if that army would just be viciously effective, or it would just be all the soldiers be like, what's going on? Like, what's the orders? What's the marching orders? Like, why do we got to march? Like, why is it that, like, I have to, like my legs have to be in tune with, in step with your legs? Like, what's going on? I don't know.
And then she tells us, oh, sorry.
No, go on.
No, sorry. I heard a pause. She's like, you show me a woman who's rich, thin, tan, gorgeous, successful, has pictures with Obama in their office that they don't even need, and getting sleep, and I'll show you a unicorn. Okay.
Like, literally, I have what's the matter ordering a unicorn right now.
I love Bethany that she's just keeping her humility. You know, that's what's important.
Yeah.
So Dorinda at lunch is just a mess.
Speak of humility, honestly, and I'm not being sarcastic. This is what I love about Dorinda.
Hi, lunch. She's like, hey, everybody, it's me, Dorinda.
She just sits down with the book and things are falling off of her. She's just a mess. And she's opening her book and she's like,
Lottery tickets, I forgot to stretch. That's good.
Like, I love that. I love that she goes and still gets lottery tickets. And then she's the sort of person who's like, oh, I gotta save this. I'm, you know, it's like my mom sometimes. She'll, at random times, you'll be talking about something, and she pulls out this, like, little notebook, and she's like, I gotta write this down. And it just goes in the notebook, and it's, like, sort of never really seen from again. But, like, that's what Dorinda's like. Oh, I gotta put my lottery tickets in this book, because I gotta cash them in later. And it's, like, 3 years later, and the convenience store where she got them is, like, not even in existence anymore. Oh, lottery, this is $10 for here.
I remember I put these in the book so I wouldn't forget them, and then I forgot the book.
Yeah.
And then she's like putting salt in her hand and throwing it over her shoulder.
Yeah.
And Tinsley walks in like,
did I just see you throwing stuff over your shoulder? Oh, I do that.
You don't, Tinsley.
And then Dorinda starts showing her lotto thing. She's like, I love a good scratch out. I love a good scratch out.
Tinsley's like, can we have wine? Because I really want wine. It's not too early to have wine.
She's like, oh my God, it's waiting for you to say it. I don't care. Let's have wine. I don't want to be the queen of that decision. But you said it. Let's have some wine. We'll want to scratch you out.
She's like, oh God, we're drinking in the morning, but it's lunch.
She's like, it's what I tell myself.
Oh my goodness.
So Dorinda's like, guess what?
Sony called me fat. You know, they say, don't make a mistake twice. Let's do it 3 or 4 times so you get it really wrong. Will that fit on a dish towel, do you think? Or is that mostly just a tote kind of saying?
Stupid.
Because everything she says now is designed to go on some piece of merch, you know? It's so funny.
She's like, well, you know, we were going to move on, but you know what? Now it's the weekend, so be prepared. And I'm telling you, be prepared. And she's like,
oh, why? She talked about me?
Horribly. She said, your man pays for everything. You didn't even buy that gift card. You were dressed like a baby doll cougar.
Hey. I just want to interrupt and say that right now you're being a cheetah brand. Be prepared. That's mine. Okay? Be strong. Be prepared. Okay? That's mine. Just, that's it.
Is that B-E prepared? Or is it just be prepared?
Because, you know what? You're a cheetah brand. You're stupid. You don't know what you're doing with your life. I want you to crawl into a hole and never come out again. Okay? And I want you to, like, cover yourself up with, like, dirt and just, like, hang out there and hang out with, like, snails and ants in the dirt until you die. Okay?
At least you didn't call me fat. That's a friend right here.
So Tinsley is furious that Sonia has been saying that Scott pays for her whole life. And she's like, why would she say that? I mean, obviously I'm just coasting on family trust funds.
My mother was the one who fucked for my living, okay? Show some respect to my ancestors.
And then Dorinda's like, well, it's a nice Rolex. I was like, you see shady-ass Dorinda. She's like, yeah, you buy everything yourself. Love your $50,000 watch.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, thank you.
She goes, she's a bully. Okay, and I'm going to tell her, listen here, Sonia, stop with this fraudulent behavior. She's in Candyland, but then she's got a dagger waiting. Come on the Peppermint Bridge, and then she stabs you with a Tootsie Pop.
And it's a gumdrop, and then she's like, here's a gumdrop, and she knocks you into the swamp, and you're like, this is a swamp. I thought it was going to be chocolate fudge, but it's a swamp.
I just wanted to leave here, but I'm stuck on a Charleston chew. Help.
Oh my goodness.
So now another class. This is like a classic
just
Housewives.
One after the other, right here. Yes.
It's a classic Housewives lunch date with Luann and Sonia. And Sonia's wearing like
a Carmen Sandiego getup. She is basically like ready to steal some jewelry and then go off to like, I don't know, Guam.
She's like, it rhymes with Guam. Guam. I made that too easy, didn't I? So Sonia's wearing a maroon thing from top to bottom, hat, fur,
thingy, like long coat, gloves. It's just she has truly just stolen some jewelry. Like there's clearly some diamonds in her bag.
Yeah, she's just had a heist. So she's like, oh, you know, Luann, orange is in the past now. She's like, oh, I love that orange is in the past. Now you're on to cherry. Well, I love her. I love Sonia. Does she make me nuts? Absolutely. But what are friends for? And Sonia's like, once a countess, always a countess. And she goes, don't say that people get offended. Oh, yeah. She goes, don't say that. Other people get offended when I say countess now. Her name rhymes with Pinsley.
I mean, I can call myself question mark if I want to. Hey, everyone. Is everyone welcome? Ladies and gentlemen, we have arrived. Question mark speaking.
Hey, take a risk on asterisk. Am I right, people?
And the waiter's there. Did everyone buy their tickets to hashtag question marks and friends?
The waiter's standing there trying to take their drink, and they won't even look at him, so he just walks off shaking his head, which is hilarious.
He's just like, oh my god, question mark will not shut up.
She's like, they don't like you saying the countess? And she's like, do they have songs on the dance charts on iTunes?
Does Tinsley and Carol have 3 dance songs on iTunes under Countess Luann? Do they have a Pandora station under Countess Luann? I have a Pandora station. Would you believe it, girls? I have a Pandora station.
By the way, you need to see about getting
music. You could find my music on Napster.
We need to think about getting the Luann song that you did on there. We need to find ways.
Luann songs. By the way, are both of the Luann songs that we created, one was Do the D'Agostino and the other one is To Lou For You. Those are both on Pandora also. They just don't have stations. I mean, maybe they do. Check.
Yeah, we need to figure out how to do hers.
Yeah, and by the way, people, you should go and download Tulu For You and Do the D'Agostino. They're both available on iTunes, and they're amazing, and we put time and energy into it, okay?
Those are fat. Don't say we. That's all you!
I did Girl Code years ago. You can look for that under Girl Code, but it shows up as Luann's Girl Code, which probably wasn't the best move on my part back then, but what can I say? I'm a question mark.
Girl Code was a little before its time, and never quite found its footing the way Chic C'est La Vie or Money Can't Buy You Class. Thank you.
Girl Code. Thank you.
Girl Code.
So she is cracking me up with this. Do they have a Pandora station? I have a Pandora station. And Sonia's like, well, this is when she's like, I talked to JPM about the house and I decided that I was just keeping it as an investment. It's like, girl, you were keeping it because they had you cut off and there was no way you had anywhere else to go. But yeah. I really like your wording of it and I wish you the best. Good luck with your new apartment.
Good luck. You should, you know what, Sonia, you should think of it as your hashtag. Hashtag Sonia's renting. That's what Luann said. Luann goes, when she talked about her music, she goes, let's think of it as my hashtag. Hashtag Countess. That's it.
This so is that scene where they're like, I love you, I love you, you're a real friend, you're a real friend.
Yeah, so they start talking about Tinsley, and Luann's like, you know, Tinsley wasn't nice this time. I got a hint of Carol, who just climbed in like a little parasite on a larger, paid for by Scott host.
Yeah, pretty much. They're talking about the Hamptons and who's going to stay with who. And Sonia's like, Luann goes, well, are you going to stay with me? And Sonia's like, oh, I didn't want to invite myself like some people do. Like, is that a Tinsley comment? Because Tinsley did not invite herself. And she goes, yes, that's us, Luann. We're sisses, that's the missus. It's like, okay, I see that you're trying to do the Dorinda thing because she is selling some serious merch.
Yeah.
Luann's, work harder.
Try Luann's hard. Like, I mean, I'll invite you, but as anyone knows, the best way to appear at the Hamptons is just to surprise me. Everyone loves the element of surprise. Surprise! Would you like that? You'll never forget
Sonya it. Sonya will never forget it. Remember the time I showed up at Sonya's lunch and I was on the charts of Pandora? She'll never forget it. Boo. Boo.
Oh, reminds me of the time I showed up at Prince's house and I was like, hello, fellow member of fur royalty. I would die for you.
Black
Let's
rain.
Go crazy.
Purple rain.
Dearly departed, we have gathered here today to celebrate this thing called Countess and Friends.
I would die for Lou. I'd die for Lou too. To Lou for you.
To Lou for you.
So my favorite part about going over in our recaps when we've just had like so much going on in one recap is when we end with the Carol segment. Because I was like, are we really going to have to watch Carol run? And it was for sure the rest of the episode is just watching Carol run.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't need this, okay? And I went online last night after the show, and there's whole threads of people like, I cried when Carol ran! I feel so... But you know what? I'm glad you guys found it inspiring. I was like, this is boring. I don't want to watch Carol run.
I actually did find it to be nice, oddly enough. First of all, you know... We saw her go find her husband's stats from 1985, so there was that. We got to see Adam, who... Adam, I believe, is slowly... he is transitioning into Carly Simon, so I applaud him on his journey.
I think he's transitioning into Carol. Like, did his mouth get four times bigger? There was one point where he's like... Blah, 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 like, he's looking at a phone or something, and I was like, oh my god, his mouth is as giant as Carol. Maybe that...
Do you think it's
mouth
Carol...
size?
Carol Radswell or Carol King? Because it could go either way.
Carol Radswell, Carol Channing, same, same mouth.
All the Carols. All the Carols, hurry into Adam, throw your hands up at me.
Open your mouths up real wide. Ah, close them!
I was very happy to see Heather Thompson. I am a big Heather Thompson fan, and I think that she is probably the most overlooked housewife that we've had, because she was good. And I was, like, happy to have a moment to see her again. I was also happy to see the return of Karen Duffy, who an actress from the 90s, who's also Carol's friend. I was like, hey, that's cool. But, yeah.
You know what I saw the return of? Candy Crush, because that's what I did during this season.
Yeah, Carol basically was running, and she's like, I'm more scared than when I worked at ABC News. This is hard. I'm running and my left knee is throbbing. I don't know why my left knee is throbbing. I'm like, because you have a pronated left foot. I'm watching it right now. Welcome to the club.
You know, when I was a journalist, I went to Afghanistan. And this is the scariest place I've ever been.
I'm like, really, Carol? Scarier than Afghanistan? All right, then. You know we're still at war there, Carol, right? Jeez. And then she's like,
just like in Afghanistan, there's no support. This is all on me.
And then we went to commercial and we came back and they're still running Carol. I was like, oh.
I know. So 6 hours later, she crosses the finish line and Tinsley's there. And so are Eric and Jeremy, they're friends. And then Adam is there and Carol's parents. And everyone's, like, crying and hugging. And I thought it was a nice moment. You know, it wasn't, like, the most captivating TV. I was like, this is nice. Now I'm ready for, like, the big final scene of the episode where Dorinda yells at someone. And it was just, like, the end. I was like, okay.
I know. Please let this be the end of it, though. Because Carol's opening line for the season is,
life is a marathon, so I'm going to keep running it.
Or whatever the hell the line is. And I was like, oh, no.
Marathon of life. I'm in a marathon.
But it's like
in the marathon of life, none of your friends support you except one person. And
who wants to go support somebody? You just stand there all day in the rain waiting for somebody to finish. Also, you have to go to Staten Island. And I'm telling you this right now. Carol would not go to Staten Island for anybody.
I just I think it's funny that she burned through her season arc in two episodes.
Well, let's hope, because if that's her opening line, isn't that supposed to last the whole season?
That's what I'm saying. It's sort of weird. But anyway, I think the reason why they ended it with the marathon, because then they had like a very brief tribute to a cameraman who I remember reading the article about him. He was like on a motorcycle and died. So I think it would feel weird to go from a hilarious drunken Dorinda Sonia Luann fight to then be like, and now rest in peace, you know?
It wouldn't be ridiculous because his name was Happy.
No, his name was Danny.
Oh, I thought it said Danny Happy something. Wasn't his nickname Happy?
Oh, maybe it was. I don't know.
Like in not parentheses, but quotation marks. Either way. I think, or maybe that's just how my sick memory made this all okay.
Either way, it was very, well, that part was not funny, but the rest of the episode was hilarious. Like,
remember that
amazing
part when the cameraman died? That was hilarious.
Okay. Anyway, so we are going to be back tomorrow to talk some Southern Charm. And guys, be sure to buy your tickets to our Irvine show. It's going to be our last Southern California show for quite some time. And then we have a whole bunch of shows coming up in like Phoenix and in San Francisco. You got to get those tickets, guys. Got to get them, because otherwise I will cry. So until then, we'll talk to you tomorrow, guys.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.